So yesterday we heard St. Barnabas and St. Paul got praised by the people because of the miracles they have done, and they made them almost like God, right? And then today, all of a sudden, when things don't get their ways, they turn against the ones that they praise, right? People and their opinions are fickle. They change their mind, their perspective, their sentiment, their emotion, their feelings all the time. So if we chase after all those false affirmation or all these ever-changing and temporary affirmation, we will forever be lost, right? And remember what St. Paul and St. Barnabas did, huh? They said, "Is it necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God?" Meaning that, you know, there will be good days, there will be bad days, there will be days where we will be praised, and there will be days when we have to go through turmoils and hardships and be misunderstood. But what is important is that are we bearing all these things in order to point people to Christ, or just like what I said yesterday, or do we like people to praise us and idolatrize or make ourselves into idols, right? To be worshipped, to be admired by others, right? St. Paul, St. Barnabas, the apostles know who they were. They didn't have to prove themselves. They didn't have to be pretentious. They didn't have to worry about what other people think of them because they already knew who they are. And which lead us toward the gospel reading today, huh? Jesus said very clearly, huh? "The world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father hath commanded me." So as a disciple of Christ, we need to ask ourselves this. If people see us, do we see Christ living in us? And are we Christ-like in our words or action so that people see who we are as sons and daughters of God? Are we pointing people to God? Or are we pointing people to ourselves, right? Are we helping other people seek God and to seek His will? Or are we making people dependent on us? Jesus knew who He is. And He, everything that He did was to reveal to us who we are at God, beloved. Our own dignity, our self-worth, our mission, our purpose, our whole livelihood, our vocation. Of who we are. And this is our peace. The peace to know that we belong to Him. The peace to know that it's perfectly okay to be with Christ. And Christ is enough for us. This is peace. If we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus, and to be okay with that, to stand by Him, to rest in Him, and to leave everything behind for Him, we will always be restless because we're all worried about not being in control, not getting what we want. But if we allow ourselves to be in Christ and allow ourselves to be more Christ-like, we point people to the love that will set each and every one of us free. The love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.